What's up, y'all? My name is Ian Edwards, and welcome to the Soccer Comic Rant. And if you're watching, or you can watch this podcast on YouTube at Ian Soccer Comic Rant Edwards or at Ian Edwards, and you know, hit the like button, smash that button if you're watching. Also, you can listen to it on iTunes, Libsyn, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Soccer Comic Rant, and like every button possible in your face. Just smash them all. And subscribe. And what else they ask people to do? They ask them to leave a review. All right. And you could do that. And the podcast is sponsored by onthevolleyapparel.com. And if you go to onthevolleyapparel.com, which is on the screen behind me, you can get some gear for ladies, men. You can get tank tops, t-shirts, hoodies, and jerseys for your local team. They will outfit you. Use my promo code Comic Rant, and you know, go there and you can get some stuff just to wear. And most of the shirts or the hoodies or the jerseys have like hip hop soccer emblems combinations on them, and they look fly. And I look good in them all the time. And use my promo code Comic Rant, as I said before, and you'll get 20% off at onthevolleyapparel.com. And we got, you know, one of the usual suspects, a homeboy, XG marks the spot. What's up, Xavier?
Chilling, man.
Xavier Guerrero.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, what's up, son?
Chilling. You good? Hanging out. It was a good soccer weekend, a little bit.
You liked it? Cool. Yeah, for like a weekend where the league is over.
There was a little something.
Yeah, there was like a little dip. There was a little taste of something going on. And we have an expert in knowing nothing about soccer.
Expert.
Jesus Trejo.
What's up, man?
He's an expert. He doesn't know shit about soccer.
Nothing.
He's Mexican. His dad watches it.
You said football. I felt like I was in the wrong podcast. Yeah. Is that next door?
You don't even fuck with American football, do you?
I don't fuck with sports at all. Yeah. I'm not very athletic. Yeah. I can't even catch athlete's foot.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's how unathletic I am.
I bet you
can. I try to get it one, just walking in the pool, barefoot, wet, nothing.
You fail catching that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, Ian's my right. That's why I'm here. I have nowhere else to go. He said I can stay here.
Prisoner.
Quiet.
Sometimes you got a prisoner, a motherfucker. And give it up for Emma. Oh, damn. She's behind the boards. I said her name wrong. And let me see if I can mess up your last name as I did your first name. So it's Emma. I got to take off my glasses. Erdbrink.
You nailed it.
God damn it. I'm good at second names. First names, I suck. But I will kill your surname. Murder it. So what's up? So tell us, like, so I was, Jesus surprises me sometimes when he mentions something about soccer. So out of the blue, in the middle of a conversation this weekend, he's like, so did you watch the Portugal game? I'm like, wait a minute, how do you know about the Portugal game? But how do you know about the, tell him how you know about the Portugal game.
Because my dad was watching the game yelling. I don't know who he's rooting for, but he kept saying Portugal this. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I talked to you later that morning, and he's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, the Portugal
and
game.
I cleared it up and translated it for you.
Yeah, you translated it for me, even though Spanish is my first language.
Right, I translated exactly what was going on in your Mexican household. You're welcome, bro.
Yeah, my dad watches soccer a lot. I just walk by.
What's his team? He has to have a team.
Chivas.
I knew it. Yeah, you knew it.
Yeah,
Do you at least watch like when Mexico play, like or the United States play? At least the national shit. You watch that shit.
I watch the bigger stuff like World Cup and stuff.
What World Cup game did you watch?
Man, there was a like the big cup. You know, they had a medium one. They had a venti, but then the grande one. That's the one I went with.
That's the one you went with.
Yeah, big cup. Yeah, big
that's exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
exactly it was more of a mug. With,
So that was a League of Nations finals. Your father was watching.
Oh, okay.
And it was a tournament this week. So they were like, there's like four games, but we're not even going to count one of the four games. So the first game was Portugal versus Switzerland.
Yep.
And Ronaldo scored three in that game and got his team through to the final. And then England played the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Netherlands just had a bunch of players on them that from Liverpool that just won the league, and they also have a player that Man United want. His name is De Ligt, and he plays for Ajax. And we played, England played them, and we looked shitty and out of form, like we hadn't like practiced or played with each other in a long time. And it's at the end of a long British season, but all the seasons in all the clubs in all the leagues end at the same time. So it's kind of, you kind of don't have an excuse.
But you still throw it in there.
But I was making it, and then I was like, eh, you don't have an excuse. I'm trying to be fair. We just didn't look great. Like leading up to the semifinals, England had looked very impressive. We beat Spain.
Thought they've been doing good. Yeah, this whole time
we beat some class teams. And
but Netherlands is pretty good. It's pretty class too, though.
Yeah, and they got some.
You would have had Switzerland. I think you guys would have came out on top of that one.
Yeah, but you know, Switzerland was just there to get beat by anybody they played because they lost. We beat them, but by penalties in the third, fourth game, you know, the third place game, which is like, why even play that?
What do you think about the whole Nations League in general?
What I think about it? Let's ask Jesus first. What do you think about the League of Nations Cup?
League of Nations. I mean, there's a lot of nations to, you know, bring into the mix. So, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts, as they say.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But the fact that they can all come together and agree to Chase's soccer ball, I mean, that's cool, right. You know?
Cool.
There's a lot of people watching. It's important, you know?
It's important. Yeah, it's very important.
Very important.
I would say the semifinal games, actually, the England-Netherlands one was pretty intense. And then the Portugal-Switzerland one wasn't bad. And then I liked the final, too. And I guess, you know, you kind of miss soccer when the league is over. And even though the players need rest, your addiction to the sport makes you get up and watch it. So I was happy that there was something to watch.
Well, what I mean is, you know, they made this because so they would have, they'd stop having friendlies. So they made it into a tournament.
Right.
And what I think it was kind of like pointless because there's this tournament and you're acting like you won something huge. Like Cristiano's holding it like he won the World Cup or something. I'm like, dude, they just have that for extra cash and all that's a money grab.
Listen, you're talking about a bunch of guys, right? Who, if you tap them on their shoulder, they'll grab their face, throw themselves to the ground, and roll around 20 times as if they've just been shot.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can make a big deal out of not being tackled, if they win a trophy, they're going to be exuberant about it.
Cristiano, you know, ran around like, ooh.
Just won the World Cup.
Dude, it's the fucking League of Nations is not, they're just having it because they don't want to call them friendlies because then no one gives a fuck about friendlies. Right.
You're the king of the friendlies.
Yeah, that's what you just did. No one else, everyone's tired. Like you said, it's not even a real, I mean, everyone's just tired. They're just doing it.
They did try to win it, though.
No, yeah,
they did go for it. But I feel you.
Like, you know what I mean?
I feel you, and I'm not going to, because the real thing you want to win is the Euros.
The Euro, yeah.
Yeah, so all the teams involved this weekend, they already have their place in the Euros. And I don't want to forget what this is, like you said. And like, because as time goes on, this thing is going to become more and more important.
I still think it's like the Copa America. When Mexico wins the Copa America, I'm like, you beat who? Just the only other team out there is the United States. It's always the United States, Mexico in the final, and Copa Oro. And to me, it's like, it's not, I mean, cool, you won something, but you played Panama. You played Guatemala. They're the teams that...
Yeah, but the day you don't beat them...
Oh, well, we talk so much shit. It's even worse.
The day you don't beat them, that's a huge-ass deal.
Well, like, I don't know if you saw that. The United States just got defeated by Venezuela.
In the Copa America? So the Copa America started?
No, it was a friendly.
A friendly?
But it's like, how do you lose to a country that's eating their own cats to survive?
The players are...
Who's worse?
The players.
Do you blame the United
States? They're feeding the players.
Well, yeah, but...
But the players... You know what I mean, though? Venezuela just beat Argentina a few months ago. So this might not be your, you know, your usual Venezuela. You know what I'm saying?
They're hungry?
They might be playing not to eat cats. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
If you win, you get real food.
Oh, yeah. That's what happens out there in, what is that, Cuba?
In Cuba?
That's how they got the baseball players, is if you're good, you get to go eat. You get to go to the United States.
Is that what it's like? I know there's rumors about Iran, like, or is it Iraq? Which country did Saddam Hussein
rule? Iraq.
Iraq?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, you lose, you know, they beat you or something. Or
well, that happened
some type
in,
of torture.
Oh, that happened with Colombia, the guy that lost in that World Cup that missed that penalty or something.
But that was
different. That was some cartel shit. Yeah, that was for money. Yeah, that was money, but still.
That wasn't, I don't think that was like, that was just a heated argument with the wrong set of people. You know what I mean?
No, I think it's because he made some people lose a lot of money.
Nah. That's just the rumor. What are they, the conspiracy. That's the conspiracy that people talk about. But nah, he got into an argument with two brothers who were actually, they had some characters play them on what's the name of that? The show?
America's Most Wanted?
No, stupid.
The Pablo Escobar one.
The Pablo Escobar one on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
So they had to, those guys were in the Pablo Escobar's. Yeah. But yeah, I think it was fine, but they still need to rest these players and stop, like, just beating them up like that. Have you seen any of the Women's World Cup?
No.
I watched some of that.
Would you like anything good?
I didn't tell you which games I saw. I got to go back on this. You watch any of the Women's World Cup, Jesus?
No, I did not.
Wow. No, such a chauvinist, bro.
I don't watch any soccer.
I didn't know I was
being
such a chauvinist. Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, I don't watch
you
any
got
soccer.
Saved.
Okay.
You got lucky.
Glad we cleared that up.
So your dad didn't watch any of the women's soccer? He was watching soccer all weekend.
He probably was. He just...
Be honest. Did your father
watch it? No, he did not. You only got two channels on the TV. We ain't got nothing else. So whatever comes on channel 34.
They don't show it on Univision?
Univision.
New Univision, yeah.
Univision. You made it sound French.
I tried to Frencherize Univision.
Yeah.
I tried to Frencherize Spanish.
What's wrong with my headphone?
I don't know, but stop fumbling with it because it's going to give feedback.
Oh, okay.
It's like I'm babysitting somebody's kid. And I brought them to the park.
You should have left them outside with the windows down.
Then I'd get arrested for having a child.
That's how I know you care for me. You're like, with the windows down. It could have been up, but you didn't want me to, like, you just wanted me
if
to
I really
learn a
cared,
lesson.
I would have said to leave the keys in there with the AC on. Okay. That's what a good
like
parent should do. Yeah.
You're indecisive whether you, like, do I care about this guy or not? But I appreciate it.
He's, you know, it takes time to figure that out. You guys are new friends.
Yeah.
And I don't blame him if he's not sure if he wants you to live or not. So that's just normal when you first meet people in preschool.
Yeah, that's normal.
Yeah. So I saw Germany versus China, and it wasn't boring. And Germany won 1-0, but China had their chances and didn't take them. But it was pretty entertaining. And then I saw, what did you guys say, Jesus?
It is so funny. It's like they had chances, didn't take them. That's what happens when people lose. You have chances and you don't take them.
Yeah.
Lose.
But that's true. Won. It's a true statement. It's factual.
Yeah. Nah, I'm just laughing because I have no context where you're like, yeah, and they went for it. They really were trying to win.
Because sometimes a team like China might not create any chances.
Mm.
But this China, it's not, and Germany only beat them by one, so China was definitely competitive. I think Germany's one of the favorites, and I think China's decent, but I could be wrong. It could be better than decent. I don't know a lot. I'm just about female soccer. I just watch the World Cups and I watch the Olympic tournaments because those are exciting tournaments to watch as far as women's soccer is concerned.
All I heard is Australia's supposed to be a good team.
Yeah, but
that's
then they lost to Italy 2-0. They lost. Italy scored on them in like the last dying embers of the fire of the game and stole that game from them.
That's what hurts the most. That hurts.
Last minute.
Yeah, that. You can't even try. You didn't even get one more shot. It's once they score, they blow the whistle and that's it.
Oh, yeah.
You
take the ball out the back of and the whistle's being blown. It's like no chance.
Nope.
It's like the girl breaks up with you and you're like, all right, I still have a chance. I'm bringing her this bouquet of flowers. Mm. And you pull up to her house and she's making out with a new dude right on the doorstep in front of his Lamborghini. That's
you throw a Lamborghini in there?
Yes. You want the whistle? you want the whistle blown or not? And then that's when you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, that is game over.
That's game over.
Yeah, if it's a Honda, you might try. Like, right, yeah. I got a Honda.
Just, off screen, you just hear, no hay tiempo para más.
What does that mean?
There's no more time. You actually got that right. No, that's what they say in the soccer. No hay tiempo para más.
That's usually when I get my dad back. No hay tiempo para más. Hey, how are you? I'm like, hey, I've been here the whole time.
He comes out of a trance.
Yeah.
You ever try to shave his beard while he's watching a match or take money out of his pocket?
You ever take you to a game?
I've never been, no.
No?
No.
Damn, your dad don't love you.
Damn. No, he doesn't. We can get into it. That's a different podcast, but that's ours. I used to play soccer.
If you were checkered like a soccer ball, your dad would love you more.
Yeah, look at me at least.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, oh, no, that's just Jesus.
Yeah. And who else did I see? Jamaica. I had to watch a Jamaica game at 6 in the morning because, you know, I got Jamaican roots. I lived there for a while. And Brazil, this one chick from Brazil scored 3 goals. She was very disrespectful. And Jamaica, again, created chances. Yeah. I think it's Cristiana or something like that.
She good? Were there some good goals?
She scored 3 goals.
Were they good?
Yeah, they were good goals. Shit? Yeah, okay. They were goals. You know,
one was
a free kick. The Jamaican goalkeeper at first of all, she's a 19-year-old shorty from New Jersey, right? So here's a story of the Jamaican female soccer team. It's not funded. It's like a soccer coach in Florida. He's Jamaican. Like, wanted to put a team in the Women's World Cup, and then all the players, the women, are cast-offs that didn't make it on the American team.
But they're Jamaican, though, right?
They're Jamaican, but they kind of grew up here, and some of them, once you have Jamaican background or parents, you can play for that country.
Well, that's what Mexico does. Mexico has a lot of Mexican-American players.
Right.
Because it just depends if... As a player, you always want to play the World Cup. You don't care who takes you.
Right.
Type of thing. So if you're Mexican-American, if your parents are Mexican, they won't take you, you're like, fuck it. And if the United States won't take you, you're like, fuck it. Like, right. Either way, I've got to make it somewhere or another. Mm-hmm. So the same thing happened to Jamaica?
Yeah. And also, there's a lot of German, like Christian Pulisic. His parents are American, but I guess, like, military-wise, he was born in Germany and grew up playing soccer in Germany. And that also happens for like some other, like when Klinsmann was the coach of the American men's soccer team, he got a lot of German players with American heritage to play for America. So then this guy did the same thing. And then they got money, like some donations from like Sadella Marley, the daughter of Bob Marley. And she donated some money to the team. And they just put this team together, and it's the first time a Caribbean country has ever been in the Women's World Cup. And he said, a lot of countries in the Caribbean called me after we got into the World Cup. And he's like, how did you do it? He's like, I don't know.
Wow. That's how things happen. That's how things happen. You don't know how they happen.
It's all of a sudden it just
manifests.
Yeah, yep. It's all volunteers. It's like all the coaching staff is all about him and some other women. And then they get these players that didn't make it in other places. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, they gave Brazil, it's been in the World Cup, all the World Cups. And this is Jamaica's first official game in the World Cup. And you only lose 3-0, and you created chances. You have a 19-year-old goalkeeper who looks white. Like, her mother's Jamaican, but her father's has a German last name. So her name is Schneider. So Jamaica's goalkeeper's name is something Schneider.
That's
and she's white, but I think she kind of has dreadlocks. I think
I'm gonna look her up.
Yeah, look her up. And she saved a penalty. And they were out there. They were out there putting up a fight to Brazil, who's like, you know,
Schneider,
this Brazil. Even
one.
Jesus knows what Brazil do.
Brazil?
Yeah, in soccer.
Yeah, they're devastating. They're devastatingly amazing.
Right.
I bet you those females got that yoga bonito, so they got it. It's in their blood.
Yeah, they do. No, yeah.
Yeah.
So It's been entertaining. I didn't watch any games this morning. I know England beat Scotland, and England is being coached by, is it Gary or Phil Neville? One of the Neville brothers who used to be a Man U coach. And there's a lot of pressure on him to get this team far. And Scotland's a big rivalry. It's a part of England, but not a part of England. And so to be in the same group, you know, with a rival is, and people are like, you know, people, I think, like to not like the Nevilles. So he's under pressure to do a good job.
Oh. The United States has it easy, though,
for the first game. Where is their first game?
Thailand.
Thailand. Jesus
tomorrow.
Christ.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I mean, now, if you ever want to feel like soccer is rigged, USA versus Thailand tomorrow. I'm definitely going to try to watch that. But Jesus, that's like, yeah.
That's bad.
The only thing is, Thailand has, is that the land of the ladyboy?
Yep.
So they should check and see if these are, without saying anything else, just run that check. That's all I'm saying.
See if it's natural grass or turf.
Yeah.
See if it's turf.
That's what they should do. Yeah.
It's such a small tournament compared to like the World Cup.
How many teams in there?
The world.
I see, man. Like they got like four groups.
Yeah.
And the World Cup, they're adding groups.
Oh, they're, yeah.
The men's World Cup, they're going to add some groups. Uh-oh, what happened?
Well, I'll fix it right now.
All right. Oh, shit. We just went straight black screen Microsoft. It looks like when there's an emergency and the thing comes on your team. That's your chance to do sounds. You know what? You were doing way better at the sounds before. Anyway.
Flash flood warning. Yeah. Please stay inside.
Amber alert.
That's what you came here, huh? For the mice access?
Yeah, for the sounds?
Yeah
that's it.
Yeah, he just wants to do sounds.
Human soundboard.
All right. But let's face it. In soccer, there's not a lot going on. I mean, there is if you're like, know more about the Women's World Cup. The League of Nations Cup is just over. Copa America is about to start, but I don't know a lot about that. So I just want to cover some transfers and we would talk and see where people are. And how do you feel about Spurs' prospects for the off season? And did you get that screen?
It's not working.
Maybe tell me what to type in my screen. I'm gonna read off. What page was that?
I think it was a Bleacher Report.
Bleacher Report.
Just type in. Where is it? Spurs transfers, but I like that.
That's
we got a lot
That's
of money,
Emma, y'all. So you got a lot of money, right?
Yeah, a lot of money to waste. Right. So, I mean, he better.
To waste? Is that how you?
Well, it's not waste, but enough money to throw around. Throw around like, oh, shit, look, we got money. Just throw that shit out.
All right, let me tell you what y'all up to. This is what y'all up to. First of all, Hazard's gone. He's out. Peace out. He's in Real Madrid, like walking around.
And the other rumor is
Looking at Gareth Bale's locker, going, I want that one. And then what's the other rumor?
Pogba. They're trying to get Pogba.
Listen, man, we're not talking about that right now. Obviously trying to hurt my feelings. And there's some good news. So Bruno Fernandes, right? So he plays for, I think, Sporting. I think he plays.
Is that the guy from Spain you're talking about?
Nah, this is for us. And I'll go back to you.
Sure, for sure.
But this just popped up. So even on the way over here, I was listening on YouTube, and they're talking about. So he's a midfielder for I think Sporting Lisbon. Yeah, Sporting Lisbon midfielder, and he was involved in 50 goals last season. I think he had scored 38 and had like 12 assists. So we're trying to get him, and I'm hearing things like. Our chairman screwed up the deal to it's almost a done deal. So I don't know if that's true, but we do need somebody creative in the midfielder who could score and be next to Pogba. you know, all those teams that above us have so much creativity going on, and we got one guy. So it's great to add another guy to him. We're also trying to get one Bisaka, and some people are saying it's too much, but he's young. He's in his 20s, like 21.
How much is asking?
Well, I heard we offered 40. They turned that down and said, "Well, man," and I heard he wants to come to us, so that's good. And I think a big problem with Man United last season was, like, we let in more goals than the season before. The season before, we came second, and then Valencia was out, and then we had a we were shit defensively. And I think that had a lot to do with Valencia not being there. I mean, I think this season shows how good Valencia was for us, because without him back there, everybody looked terrible.
Well, you guys need a defense, yeah.
But I think it's an easier fix than everybody thinks it is. Like, we didn't get De Ligt, or that's on hold. You know, he's the Ajax guy. Yeah, he played for the Netherlands. Everybody wants him. So he's probably going to make a decision soon. I don't think it's going to be us. He might go to Liverpool and play with Van Dijk, his countryman.
Is that what you would do? That's what you would do? Like your opinion, if you were him?
I'm going to be biased. If I was him, you know, it's not going to be easy for him to play there.
Oh, to get a spot in Liverpool, it ain't. So it's, or you want
to
be...
to be honest, yeah. Because they have Gomez, and they have Matip, and they have Van Dijk.
And you're not taking Van Dijk out of anywhere.
So
that's a spot.
He has to get through two guys who have been pretty damn good. So he might not get playing time there, or it might be spotty. When he was like the captain and starter for Ajax. So that's no guarantee, unless they're gonna like sell one of the guys. And then we'll, if you take him and gonna sell one of the guys, we'll buy him. But that's gonna be tough to get a Liverpool player in a Manchester United uniform. No. They might not want to do that. But he can go to Liverpool. If I was him, Liverpool or Barca, because he has another teammate that's already sold to Barca, so he can be. He'll know somebody there, and they played together before. So those are two safe places for him.
How about Eric Dier going?
Eric Dier? We heard that Spurs are trying to... I don't know. We're trying to get it. We don't want no Eric Dier.
You guys don't want him?
Like, listen, I'm not even, like, supposed to be good at this, the transfer market, and I know what not to get. Like, we kept Juan Mata. Like, they gave a list of the players we're getting rid of. Right?
Yeah.
And Juan Mata was not on the list of players. We're supposed to get rid of Juan Mata.
Yeah, you don't. You haven't been a fan of him in a while.
What are we doing? Think the screen's broken?
It won't connect to it.
Yeah, I tried to.
The internet might be back.
He broke it. Like, so the screen is broken, like Manchester United's transfer system is broken right now. Like, we ain't supposed to be trying to keep Juan Mata. We don't want Eric Dier. We're trying to buy Harry Maguire from Leicester. And I say we shouldn't get Harry Maguire. You know why? Because we're going to spend a lot of money for him. And I don't think, it's not I don't think he's a good player. I just don't think he's going to be much better than Smalling. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think, I'm one of the few people who doesn't think Smalling is that bad. And I don't think Harry Maguire is that much better if he is than Smalling. So it's like, I would rather spend my money on Wan Bissaka, which everybody's saying, some people are saying it's a lot for a guy that's only played 1 year in a league. But I've watched Wan Bissaka play. He's impressed me. And he's better than Harry Maguire to me. So and he's plays in a position that we need the most. So then you get him. Put the money there. And then see how... You know, we can wait another year to get another player.
And you guys got a lot to sell.
Yeah, we got a lot to sell.
You sell something.
Yeah, but nobody's. We ain't got no hot shit. Nobody wants our shit. Mm-hmm. It's like trying to sell vegans pork. That's what our players are, pork,
and they're vegan,
and the rest of the league is vegans. Now we want organic, vegan, good shit, and we don't got none of that.
Well, I guess Bruno. I just read right now that Liverpool just made a place, just placed a bet on them.
See, they're trying to disrupt our magic.
Yeah, I just read that right now. It just happened right now at 6
o'clock.
Some
assholes. So,
yep.
But they got a lot of midfielders too. Where are they going to put him? We could ask him that question. Like, you want to play? Like, Ronaldo, Henderson.
The only thing is Champions League.
Keita. They Keita, Fabinho, Milner. Like, I think there's other players. Like, where are you going to put him? They got Shaqiri.
You know, we wanted him too, though, right? It just says Liverpool plays to beat Tottenham to Bruno. So we're all three of us want him. Everybody wants him.
Everybody wants him.
Everybody wants him.
Everybody wants him.
Here, Danny Rose, unsure whether he'll be back with Tottenham next season.
How old is Danny Rose?
I don't know, but he's like, where's he going to go? Does he have good options?
Well, 2 years ago, before he got injured, he wanted to leave Tottenham. He wanted to go to a team.
Like 26.
He's doing the age math. Yeah,
he's 28.
He's 28, yeah.
Damn it.
So 2 years ago, he wanted to bounce because he wanted to win something. And then he got injured, and he never got sold before he got injured. And it's like, but what is he, right back or left back? I forgot.
He's left back.
He's left back. We could use a backup left back in case Shaw gets injured. Like, we're going to have injuries. Every player can't play every game. So, yeah, I'll take a Danny Rose for sure. I'll take a Danny Rose. I won't take an Eric Dier. You could keep him or sell him somewhere else.
No one's in dire need for Dier.
No, I'm not. We are not in that dire of a need for a Dier. Not at all.
Left back, put him behind him.
And then you guys are trying to get, what's that name, Jesus, that I destroyed earlier? Celso?
Los Celso, yeah.
Los Celso.
Los Celso.
Celso, is that it?
No, you were saying Celso, is that who it is?
Yeah, but what's the real name? Like, I said it wrong.
I don't know,
for
it's probably
sure.
Related to Alka-Celso.
Stupid.
All right.
All right. You give me the real name.
All right, I don't know.
Los Celso, I think.
Los Celso?
Yeah.
And he's from Sporting Lisbon.
Yeah.
No, he's from La Liga.
He's from
Lo Celso. 16 goals, La Liga. Let me see. Is that Sevilla? Real Betis.
He's Argentinian. He's going to be at the Copa America.
Oh, shit. So we could watch him.
Watch him, yeah.
All right. And so I was like looking at the people you guys want to sign because you're trying to get him to replace Eriksen. I was like, why don't we hijack that? I was looking at all the people that Spurs wants to sign to improve their team. I was like, we could just hijack all of these things.
And they'll make money too.
Yeah, signing him for just $25 million, but could cash in immediately with his buyout clause. What? And he was on, yeah. So he's 23 years old. And who else are you guys trying to? You guys might lose Eriksen. How do you feel about that?
If we get that new guy, like you said, because we'll sell him, make some money.
I want you to lose Eriksen. You know why?
But you didn't even want him.
Who?
Eriksen. Eriksen.
I want you to lose Eriksen. You know why? Because if Real Madrid gets Eriksen, then they won't need Pogba. And we get to keep Pogba. So I hope Real Madrid pulls that
trade. I'm
going
to say this again. The reason I wouldn't get Pogba, I mean, I wouldn't get Eriksen is because he didn't show up.
What are you talking about?
Liverpool Spurs game. I don't think he did.
A lot of players didn't show up. Dele Alli didn't show up.
Yeah, but when you go to Real Madrid, when you know they're interested, you show up.
No, I think he's a good player and he'll be fine.
I mean, I wouldn't take him. I'd take Pogba over that.
No, you should take Eriksen. They should take Eriksen. They should take Eriksen. They should take Eriksen. And then another player you guys are interested in, I think he played for Fulham this year, Ryan Sessegnon. So you know French, but he's English. Say that.
Yeah, that's what you're for. You're for the sounds.
Yeah.
Do the sound. Do the thing with your mouth when you make the sounds and you read the name out correctly. Right here.
Ryan
Sessegnon.
I don't know if that's how they pronounce
Sexagon.
It. That's the worst.
Sessegnon.
That's the worst it's ever been said. I can't. I can't trust you no
I
more.
I tried, man. Yeah.
You know, Sessegnon.
You only do one of the ends. No.
Oh, yeah?
The last one's silent.
He's English, though.
Oh, if it's
but his parents might be French.
Oh.
So Sessegnon?
Because the last one should be silent. That's my guess. If it's French, the last one is.
Like, all right, so today.
Non.
Yeah. C'est non.
Non. Ignore the last one. I could be totally wrong. People watching this are furious. Everyone's getting it wrong. Don't matter, bro.
Don't worry. We'll put your email, your Twitter up there people can attack you. So it's all good.
Beautiful.
Did you see that Atletico Madrid made a 25 million bid for Trippier?
Who did?
Trippier. Atletico.
Oh, okay. Well, do you want to lose Trippier? Or speaking of players that didn't show up the entire year, what do you think? I like him, but
he's cool. But sell him, get someone new.
Who are you gonna get?
I don't know, but that's why I'm not a scouter. But he's cool though. But he wants to leave too. I heard that he didn't want to be there anyways. And if someone don't want to be there, I always said then deuces.
You heard he doesn't want to be there?
Yeah.
All right.
Something about one of these interviews getting cut short on the media, some bullshit like that that I heard. I didn't really look into it, but it sounded like he didn't want to be there.
Yeah. I would take, you know what I take from you? Aldo Wilder. I would take that defender from you. I would take that Belgium defender from you. But
what's Chelsea going to do with that homeboy now?
Yeah, what is Chelsea going to do?
How's she doing, by the way? How's Chelsea doing?
She's not doing great.
Oh, I haven't seen her forever.
She's in the middle of breaking up with her coach.
Oh no!
And she also just lost her best player. So, and here's another thing.
What?
That she can't make no trades. She can't get no other players. There's a ban preventing her from getting any new boyfriends this season. And there's an arbitration court she can go to and try to get them to lift the ban. It's a sports called CAS, but there's no guarantee that they'll see it her way. And Chelsea, which I don't think is a bad thing completely, but you're going into a season, mm-hmm. which preseason is like a month away. You don't have a coach. You can't. And the transfer ban, by the time if it gets lifted, everybody's got everything that you would probably want. And then nobody's going to really want to come to you because you have this ban hovering over you.
Yeah.
And then you don't know who your coach is going to be. If your coach is leaving or staying, they keep on saying that he's going to go to Juve. So she ain't doing too good, bro, to be honest, if you keep it real.
I feel like I was talking about a different Chelsea.
All right. Yeah, we probably were
halfway
talking.
Halfway through that, I'm like, yeah.
That's not Chelsea I knew.
Which Chelsea was you talking about? Did you think I was talking about when I first?
Chelsea
that's not
podcast.
Wrong podcast. Different Chelsea.
Oof. This is
don't worry about it. It'll be over soon. You're
not playing.
You have to sit here.
No, I'm enjoying it.
This one's single. You can go after her.
Yeah. This one's single. So, yeah. Nobody's going to stop
you. Breaking up with the coach.
And then Bayern is trying to get Sané. Bayern Munich is trying to buy Sané. And I heard, like, during the international week, all the Bayern players on Germany team are trying to get him to come over there. But
you wouldn't want him?
I would want him. Hell yeah, I'd want him.
So what Liverpool's got?
Sony.
They getting rid of anybody?
Where is that list that you have?
I'm pulling it up right now.
Let's look at that. So they should be getting rid of. Another player. They said that you guys should get, because Llorente is obviously just a block of wood that stands in front of the goal that people ping balls off. And
the opposite of Kane.
So they should not renew his contract, or they probably won't, and get Sturridge from Liverpool. How do you feel about that?
I mean, you said he just stands there, so let's get rid of him.
All right.
What do you see right here, though?
to read them to me because I'm far away.
Liverpool's Ryan Kent linked again with their move to Leeds.
Liverpool who?
Ryan Kent. Then he's going to be going to Leeds.
I never even heard of him. So
no,
they could. Yeah,
they can have it. They can have him. The other one is Liverpool reportedly interested in Lee Nicolas Pepe.
Oh, I heard he's really good, and I think he's almost already signed. I keep hearing rumors that but I heard he's pretty good.
How about Delight?
Delit?
Mm-hmm, Delit.
Like we just talked about him.
Six teams want him though. That's what that says. Six teams. Six Liverpool's teams interested. Where do you think he'll end up?
I can't call it.
No.
He'll either be Liverpool or Barca. It's anywhere else would surprise me.
Yeah. And it goes back to Bruno. They're making an offer on them as well. We talked about that.
You guys. Fuck Liverpool. Not you guys. Fuck Liverpool.
Because they got the money.
That's dirty. That's dirty, Liverpool.
They don't need him, huh?
No, you don't need him. You're stockpiling. Play people so other people can't get him so that the league will be easy for you to win. Stop being whack.
Oh, Alberto Moreno left too.
Right. I did like him, but they got better players than him. He ain't going to get no game.
What about the guy with like got the $40 million deal? It's like when somebody pays that kind of money, are you banking that they're going to be able to replicate what they did that year?
Like, yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
So it's like I'm paying $40 million to get him on my soccer team, right? Mm-hmm. And he made 60 goals this year, whatever. I don't know if that's outlandish.
That's outlandish. That's
20, really outlandish. 20, I don't know.
Right.
What if he doesn't put up the 20 and I paid him the 40 mil?
Oh, then you're probably talking about Manchester United and a bunch of players that we bought a few years ago that haven't delivered.
Oh.
So then you're Manchester United, that's all.
No, they haven't. You lose money. Just lost money.
Then you have a Lukaku.
Do they still got to pay him now?
Yeah.
Yeah, signed a contract.
Listen, let me tell you something. The $40 million is just the money you pay the team
to get
the player on your team.
That's crazy.
After that, you have to pay the player a salary.
He's like, I should have done soccer instead of comedy.
Yes.
I should have never rolled my ankle playing soccer at the park for free.
You should have learned how to get athlete's foot, bro. Because it might have been able to pay off.
That's crazy. So that's wow.
So players are getting like $100,000 a week. It's 52 weeks in a year. Some are getting 200,000. Some are getting 250. Some are getting 300,000.
Wow.
Some are getting. There's one on the Man U. He's on the bench. I think we're paying him 400,000.
So I could have done that.
He's not doing anything great. He looks slow. He was great like a few months before we got him.
Slow on the bench. How you look slow on the bench?
Exactly.
You just be chilling.
It looks slow on
Move
the
around
bench,
a little
right?
bit. Be angsty like you're about to go in.
Yeah. He looks... what? Yeah.
Yeah, Cristiano makes $2 billion a week.
$2 billion a week? Not two.
No way.
But that,
no, that's... $2 million, my bad. Yeah.
$2
million? $2 million a
week. Oh, right, but million. They paid $100 million for him.
And that's only from his soccer team. He still has Nike. He still has a bunch of other shit he does. He does the Armani.
He has endorsements.
Yeah, he's got a fuckload of things. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good to blow your soccer mind. So this is why your dad's always angry at you.
Yeah.
When he sees you walk by in the hallway, and he's
three,
like,
good
what
for
a
nothing.
Waste. What a waste. What a waste.
Hey, he has 6'3 with a size 38 belt. Come on, get out of my face.
Yeah.
Like, that's
you,
me.
That's how much you hurt your dad, bro, without knowing it.
Yeah, I could have played soccer.
All right. Listen, we should get out. But because I don't want to go through every transfer and, like, this shit has to settle. Like, there's some channels or whatever, which is fine because I still listen to them. They talk about this team is going to get this guy, this team is going to get that guy, this team is going to get that guy, and then none of it ever happens. You know? I'd rather... talk about shit when it does happen. So we're going to take a few weeks off, let the dust settle. We're going to watch some Women's World Cup. We're going to watch Copa America.
Yeah, Bruno, see what's up.
When does it start? When does the Copa America start?
I think it starts this week, right? The 15th.
Next week?
Yeah.
All right. So watch some Copa America. And then as soon as they start playing some preseason games, and there's going to be some teams coming here, then we'll get back to this.
This Friday at 5:30, it'd be a Brazil-Bolivia first game.
In the Copa America?
Mm-hmm.
I'll watch that. Yep. I think Bolivia is a little bit better than it used to be.
Against Brazil? They're not as good as... Neymar
just got hurt, too.
Oh, yeah. I always think of Brazil, and I just see, like, this fucking, like...
You always see Pele.
Yeah. Pele, right. Ronaldinho.
You can't.
The whole works.
It's not them dudes.
Nope.
Yeah. It's not your pops, it's Pele. It's not your pops, it's Brazil. All right, so that's what we're going to do.
Yep.
You want to plug anything?
Thank you for having me on.
My pleasure, man. Thanks for being here.
We actually have... I got a Tinfoil Podcast live show with Sam, me, and Eddie... In
Eddie
Texas.
Bravo.
Yeah, Eddie Bravo at Texas, June 14th and 15th in Plano and Dallas. That's tickets dope. Are at samtripley.com.
You know what I like about Sam and Eddie Bravo? They're fucking hustlers.
Yeah. Eddie don't stop. Believe it or not, he does he usually when he goes, he does a seminar in the same city.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah, go get her.
Like,
yeah.
That's like Rogan. Rogan, like, I'm gonna do Vegas with him July 5th. So Flying Friday, he'll do the weigh-ins. Then we do the show that night. And then the next day, he calls the fights. And just boom. And probably come on Sunday. Then Monday, probably do a podcast, do shows, get on stage, family shit. Just keep it moving. Me, I'm going to go home and sleep. Fuck that. Jesus.
What's up?
What you want to plug, man? Thanks for being our expert transfer.
Thank you.
Non-consultant today. You're really good at what you don't do, bro.
Really good at knowing what I don't know.
Yeah.
The 16th, I'll be at the San Jose Improv Father's Day. Bring your father. Come out. And I, too, am a hustler. I'll be driving for Uber that day, during the day. Make a little extra bucks, tips. And then, one show. San Jose Improv.
Damn, you Uber yourself all the way up there?
Yeah, myself, and I never lose money. You know? I pay myself to drive myself up there.
It's cool.
It's a write-off is what I call it.
you press in confirm, and then you
one time I didn't get my own ride, and I had to drive.
Just cancel right away.
Now then it's $5.
Keep doing it. Not if you do it right away. Every few seconds, you know
how to do that.
You know within a second if who the ride is. You can cancel it right away. Then there's some call center thing.
I don't want to like lower my own rating. Like, yeah, he canceled on me.
Nah, you just
okay.
Yeah,
well, yeah. San Jose, 16th.
You're good. All right, June 20th through to June 23rd. I'll be at Laughing Skull in Atlanta. And headline is gonna be great. I love Laughing Skulls, a good, nice, small, tight, intimate club. So go
beautiful
to
club.
Laughing Skull, get your tickets. And my website is back up, ianedwardscomedian.com. You can go there. I'm going to start putting dates and stuff there tonight. And the podcast is also available there. Also, my special is coming out called Ian Talk. Drops on July 12th. July 12th, Comedy Central. 11 p.m. and then it's going to be on the website after that. So Ian Talks, Bill Burr presents Ian Talk on Comedy Central. July
ideas 12th. Not worth spreading.
Yeah, boom. And you can also get my album at my site, 100% half-assed, produced by Conan. So, boom. That's it. And I'll see you guys in a few weeks. Enjoy. Try to live with no soccer. Well, it's not no soccer. Women's World Cup is on, and I'm enjoying it. You guys, you're not, you're not fucking with it. All right, it's cool.
Week off.
All right, y'all. And thank you, Emma. God damn it! Hold on. Let me look at this thing.
Hilarious.
What is the?
And you're becoming as bad as Sam is. Sam can't produce names at all.
Emma Erdbrink. There you go. I killed it. I'm a last name killer. You cannot stop me from reading somebody's last name that I texted myself in my phone and not say it right. We should have did the same thing with Ryan Session. Oh, no.
Session.
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 Like, no.
Session.
Like, no.
What about the G? Session. Sesage. Says no.
What about the G?
There's a G in that word, in his name.
It's silent.
Maybe it's like an axon ga, as they call it, like garçon, you know, it's one of those sounds.
Garçon.
Garçon. Garçon.
Oh, so there's a G in garçon?
Yeah, garçon is, if you were to pronounce it in Spanish, I mean in English, that means man, garçon.
But it starts with G.
Yeah.
So you say the G, though.
But it's in the beginning, so.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about.
No, it's...
All right, we're out.
Got the English episode over here.